The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Hey, good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello and welcome to My Brother, Me, and Advice Show for the Modern Era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middleest brother, Travis McElroy.
I'm your baby brother, Griffin.
We're live here from the show floor of San Diego Comic-Con, where we have just witnessed the reveal of Thor 2, Hammer of Thor. Travis, what was your takeaway?
The floor is abuzz, Justin. The floor is on Thor. I tell you what, we can't stop talking about it over here in the booth.
Now, is it true that they've started calling the show floor the show Thor, just because that's how ever-present Thor fever is at the San Diego Comic-Con?
Mjolnir? I don't even know her.
Good one, Griffin. Good one.
Jokes like this are some of the many jokes that you'll hear. Thor-related, Thor-centric, everyone is talking about Thor.
Over Retractable here at the Stan Lee booth, he's already talking about his cameo appearance as that guy who turns around and says one sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Travis, you watched 30 to 40 seconds of teaser footage. Mm-hmm. What were some of the big takeaways that you noticed?
There was hammering. There was some lightning. He looked dreamy. There was a swirling cloud. I think of something. I wasn't really paying attention. I thought it would be longer. I looked away to get some popcorn. When I came back, it was over.
I read on coolthorblog.com that Loki's up to his old tricks. Confirm or deny?
Oh, no way. He was there, but I could not tell of what quality his tricks were.
Tell me about Skrullex.
Skrullex was awesome.
Skrullex.
Skrullex, is that a Skrull DJ?
He's a monster. He's a monster in the new Thor movie. Thor Griffin, 2, Hammer of Thor, out summer 2013. I'm excited. Griffin,
Thor 2, Hammer of Thor, out summer 2013. Is it true that they've taken to cooking s'mores there at the show floor and calling them Thors?
They've called them
S'mores?
They call the treats S'mores, Justin.
And they all have speech impediments. It's very embarrassing for them.
All the Revengers are here. They're all cooking up. Fresh Thmorth, there's Metal Man.
The Thulk. The Thulk is there.
The Thulk is there, I hear.
There's Meat Man and Metal Man and Kit Girl.
Captain USA is there.
Fresh off his new movie success, Andrew Garfield is on the show floor in costume as the Thwipster. He's thwipping around, websing any size of foe. And that, all this is going on at San Diego Comic-Con, and we are live on the show floor of it. The show
on
floor.
The quietest corner that we could find on the floor.
We managed to hide inside a burrito booth. Can we give some advice now?
Yep.
Don't go to San Diego Comic-Con. Everything I hear about San Diego Comic-Con makes it look like a nightmare.
You know what? You say that till I see pictures of people like hanging out with the Mythbusters and hanging out with Mark Hamill. And there was mostly there was that's a, just like Chuck Bryant.
Yeah, our dear friend Chuck Bryant did post a picture of himself hanging out with John Noble of Fringe fame. So
from what I can tell, Chuck Bryant just has like the best life.
Yeah.
He's like living every person's dream.
Yeah. He's living like he was dying.
He's getting it.
He's getting it in 20 does. Let's get some advice answered, given. Let's give some advice. Christ.
Let's advise it.
Let's advise around. Last August, my girlfriend of 7 years dumped me. The worst part is that she was my concert-going buddy, and all my friends are too busy or money-conscious to go to shows with me. I haven't lost my luster for live music and would still like to go to shows when I can without relying on having company. Problem is, I don't want to be the creepy dude that Dave Matthews Band show standing by myself. Is it okay to go to concerts alone? If it is, what can I do to feel like less of a creeper? And that's from a real indie rocker in Indiana.
Well, let me just clear this off right off the bat. You are not the creepiest dude at the Dave Matthews concert.
Guaranteed. Oh,
man. There are going to be people who are way, way creepier than you. There are people in the band that are creepier than you.
Look to your left. Look to your right.
One of these people smells like Cheetos.
Both of them have devil sticks. Both of them are operating devil sticks.
Yeah, you have no worries the Dave Matthews Band show. In fact, there are probably concerts that you're going to fit in better because there's more of a communal vibe, right? You go to a Dave Matthews Band show, a Reunited Fish show, yeah. Perhaps a Wavy Gravy tribute.
Maybe go to Modest Yahoo. And is he still on the set?
Oh, he's still good. He just had another big hit. Mm-hmm.
It is Modest Yahoo, right?
It is Modest Yahoo.
Humble Yahoo.
Yeah.
So I think that those sorts of communal concerts would probably be a better fit if you want to go by yourself. I mean,
can I be honest with you guys?
Yeah.
What? I am a person in general. I just don't get concerts. Like, as there are special occasion concerts, there's stuff like the concert we went to with Regina Spektor and They Might Be Giants. Yeah. Like, that was great. Seeing Mike Doty in concert. Like, that was incredible.
You and me saw a show with Amos Lee, Costello, and Dylan.
Yeah.
That was
Yeah,
that was
but, like,
great.
That's big special event.
I saw Pavement before they really got big. Yeah, me too. Let me think. That was, like, 92? It was right before
I saw a show with
Zally.
Electric Six and Junior Senior. It was the most amazing show I've ever been to.
So you do like concerts.
But the idea of, like, sitting there around a weekend and be like, do you guys want to go see a concert tonight? And, like, finding, you know, searching one out and purposefully going, it's usually like some big deal. I would say in my life I've maybe gone to 20 concerts in my 28 years.
That's the big appeal of festivals to me, and I would definitely go to those alone, because then you don't like if you want to leave a show 20 minutes in, you're not going to have any baggage there, you know. If you want to go to the bathroom twice during the Modest Yahoo concert, there's not going to be a friend there who's like, fucking, really, dog? Really, man? We've been here for 30 minutes. What have you been eating? That's really my big concern, standing in a hot room with a lot of people. Sometimes you got to take a break. Sometimes you got to dip out.
Can I make a call to arms of all the people that go to concerts to listen to our show?
Okay.
If there are seats available, if it's like a stadium or there's seating, don't stand up. Why are you standing up? You can enjoy it sitting down. Sitting down is so wonderful.
No, you can't tell
people. Wait a minute. What? No, wait a minute. What are you saying, Travis?
I'm saying that I hate standing up. There are seats there. I want to stay seated. But when everyone stands up in front of me and I can't see Harry Connick Jr. singing his heart out, like, what the fuck?
Weaving his tapestry of narrative and melody.
And he's doing a medley of Christmas songs and doing a trombone solo and doing it right, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And I can't see it because everybody's on their feet.
Let me pitch this to you, Travis. You're at the sold out Stadium Delamitri concert, right? Uh-huh. And he's laying down the would be singles. He's laying down some tracks. Delamitri is. It is one man. Del. It's a man's name. Fuck. And so Del is up there. He's doing his thing. And all of a sudden you hear the telltale Roll to Me intro pluckiness.
Oh, Roll to Me's kicking in?
Yeah. Everyone's been sitting this whole time. You're telling me that you can resist that? You're telling me you can keep your ass in the seat?
When you hear
I think there should be an immediate like wave of people standing up, like, I recognize this song, and then 20 seconds later, just a synchronized sitting back down.
I think spikes should shoot out of the seat when Roll to Me comes on, because if you're sitting during that song, the bad news, you're fucking dead.
Poison seats. This shouldn't matter because you're a corpse.
Yeah.
Your heart's not beating. It's not pumping blood.
Okay, so how about in the circumstance that you're at the Delamitri concert, and only then are you allowed to stand?
You should always, like, I don't care if you want to sit, and I don't care if you want to stand. What I care about is if I'm standing because I have rented this square for the evening. This is my real estate for the evening. If I want to stand and you want to be a grumpster because you're a lazy bones, that's what I run into issues.
I feel like you're talking directly to me.
Yeah, I mean, apparently. Like, I didn't know you had such bad taste in manners.
But no, it's not that. Like, we went and saw Foreigner, which was awesome, and Journey, which was awesome. And
let's all list every single concert that we've gone to, because it's, you know, real, it's charming concert, and it's good radio.
The first concert that I ever went to, I went with Justin when I think I was 15 and he was 18, and we went and saw Tom Jones, and it was amazing.
Was great. Yeah, that was a great show.
So is there more to that story, or just
no? It you starts just
wanted
there.
To, you just wanted to sort of, I guess, brag. Does that count as bragging when you say I went to a Tom Jones concert
with my brother?
Guys, like, guess what? Check this out. I clipped my toenails yesterday, so I don't want to brag, but...
Hey, guys, check this out. Check this story. I thought that it was time to change my oil, but I got, like, another 500 miles. Not a problem. I don't even have to worry about it right now.
There are people out there that are real jealous of me right now.
It can be a real bummer summer, though, when you're trying to get enthused about a con. It's a big problem at festivals. Like, we went to Bonnaroo 1 year, and so they have, like, all these different shows at the stage, one right after the other, and so everybody went and camped out for Radiohead. But Elvis Costello was playing, like, two shows before Radiohead, and all these hipsters were, like, laying down and saving up their dance juice for when Radiohead was on. Mm-hmm. And it was like me and two like 50-year-olds, the only one standing for this Elvis Costello show, trying to groove, because he had who was the Toussaint? What's his?
Alan Toussaint
up there. We were trying to groove to the New Orleans sound, and all these right. hipsters were sleeping.
Did you have a moment of recognition with the other 50-year-olds though? Did they see you and feel?
Yeah, we had to, and we were actively dancing. We were dancing on the hipsters. Like,
hey, if you can make it over our way, we've got some balls of Pinot Gris, some rock shrimp, devein and shit, if you want to come over and hang. Stand near us, we'll pop up in another bottle of this Pinot Gris.
I think you just gotta go with the consensus. If everybody's standing, you gotta stand. If everyone's sitting.
Was that the question? I can't remember the original question.
Can you go to concerts by yourself? I say yes, because it makes it inherently a stress-free experience. Now, if you're going to a Skrillex, if you're going to a Skrillex concert, or if you're going to, like, a girl talk and there's going to be dancing and gyration and movement, why not take a few friends, rub up, find out.
What's underneath those Tommy H's? Let me check it.
What would this feel like?
Hey, Jenny, we've never talked about it. Let our bodies do the talking.
Just let the dubstep take you. How about we jump to a Yahoo answer? This Yahoo answer... this Yahoo answer was sent in by Kate Stull. Thank you, Kate. It's by Yahoo Answers user Humphrey, who asks, will I ever need to wear my cap and gown again? I just graduated this year. What to do with the robe and cap? I was wondering if I would ever have an occasion to wear it again, so that I should spend $35 on dry cleaning. It's not cheap to dry clean the stupid robe. My college regalia colors are different from my high school regalia colors, and I doubt that I could wear it to my college graduation ceremony. I was wondering if any of the following events would require a cap and gown or even permit me to wear one, and what would I wear to these different events I will probably be attending this coming year. Am I clueless? And then there's some...
All right, list the events, we'll vote.
Thesis, presentation, and defense.
Yes. I do not know what that is.
Okay,
it sounds like a power play, though, to wear a cap and gown.
Formal academic award ceremony.
Just the cap.
And nothing else?
Now that's a brave look. Tell me about that.
What it says is that I graduated from the University of Fucking.
What about just robe?
I got my magna cum loud.
What about just robe cinched?
Rolled up sleeves to the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
So you're showing the guns.
Mm-hmm. I like to see some black jeans underneath a robe. That's a really cool look. If you can get that look going.
Hem it up. Cinch it with a belt. Hem it. Black jeans. And
No shirt.
You got a tunic, basically, or a blouse.
And yeah, and have it, like, open to the navel.
Fraternity party.
Yes.
It depends on the theme, right?
But if you do it, you have to wear it to every fraternity party so people start to know you as the Robester.
Oh, that's nice. Robespierre. Oh, shit.
Robespierre is here.
Could you be Professor Beer Hands? And you would also, your hands would need to be made of beer. Have you guys ever heard of Edward 40 Hands?
Yes, I've heard of Edward 40 Hands.
Please, Professor Beer Hands is my father. Call me Edward.
I feel like Professor Beer Hands was invented right after I got out of college, which is a shame because it seems like the kind of problem solving I could really get into.
I have to tell you, it sounds like hipster legend. I don't believe anybody actually does Edward 40 Hands.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine doing
Edward's 40 hands and then, like, you get a phone call?
Yeah.
Or, like, there's a knock on the door.
Or how about you've just consumed 80 ounces of liquid and you need to pass it through your body via penis or vagina? What's the next step there? Tell me where that terminates.
You just start smacking at your zipper, I assume.
Yeah. And then
hope that luck comes into play.
Yeah. Dorm formal? Is that like a sex thing?
Mm-hmm. First off, I hate to see a good portmanteau go by. It's your dormal. Mm-hmm. I think that is what you should call it. Secondly, that's pretty formal. That's a formal look.
It makes you look like an educated sorcerer. And I don't think there's anything more formal than that.
Hem up the bottom of the robe about 6 inches, right?
Okay.
And then dress shoes, no socks.
Army guys can wear their army guy clothes to fancy occasions, and graduating from school is like graduating from the University of the Army.
These are my brain fatigues. Thank you.
Yeah, I did a tour of smart duty, and I think you should be able to like let people know that you graduated.
I think it sounds like what we're deciding is. Every occasion is a robe occasion.
Yeah, we're batting 1,000 right now. How about job interview? Yes.
If you're interviewing for a sorcerer, yes.
It's a power play because it's like, you don't need to look at my diploma. Uh-huh. You don't need to look at my resume. Look at this robe.
Oh, and it's also an intimidation play because if you think about it, all the other people in the waiting room about to go in for the interview, they look around. They're like, "Oh, that guy's way more educated than I am."
Yeah,
he wears his brain on his sleeve.
Were we supposed to wear our robes? I had no idea.
Can you
go home and get mine?
Can you wear over the robe a Boy Scout vest with all your badges on it, and maybe like a Miss whatever your state is sash, even if you're a man. I'm saying you should deck yourself with as many status-claiming clothing items as you can possibly get your hands on.
And, like, a bandolero with, like, all of your baseball trophies in it.
Yeah. Now, you're going to have to tell me what that is.
You know, like a gun, like a bullet belt.
That's called a bandolero, you say?
I believe so. Is it bandolier? Bandolerista.
It's a bourbillon.
Should I bring my gold medals?
Gold medals would be great. A tiara. Maybe those special contacts you got in high school that make your eyeballs look like money signs.
That necklace that says, I'm number one.
Those are such a great investment. I didn't think it was going to pay off. I didn't know if I was going to get enough use out of my money sign contacts. But I really did.
Because at first you got them for that gag when someone was like, we're going to get paid. And you could go, ka-ching, and ka-ching. Look at them. But it has so many more uses.
Not really.
It has about as many uses as your graduation robe. because I have mine from, I guess it's from Marshall. I have it. It's in my closet. And I keep it. And I don't know why. Because it's not very comfortable.
Graduation robes have one use. You hang them on the back of your closet door, and then you get really stoned, and then you trick yourself into thinking Dracula's in your closet.
Okay.
That's good. That's a good one. Or if your plane's exploding, you can wrap your baby in one when you're shooting it off. That's another thing they're good for. But those are the only two things.
Martha seems to be a baby in this crater, and he seems to have graduated from the University of Oklahoma.
Martha, maybe it's just me, but does this baby look fucking smart or what? Shit. He's gnawing on that cord. It must have essential nutrients in it. God, he's smart.
Just throw them away. I want to see pictures. I want to see pictures of every listener of this show, and I want to see beers.
Their robes.
I want to see beers taped to your hands. I want to see putting your robe in the garbage.
So open with up your, that. With your beer 40 hands trying to maneuver into mm-hmm. the garbage.
That way they'll have one more use. They'll help you win our love.
Mm-hmm.
So there, you got two uses.
And also to sop up all of the beer that you've spilled by trying to do something when, with beer
silly
hands.
Silly idiots. Hey, brothers. I've got a problem. I want to be an actor, and I know it's a very difficult route to take, but an opportunity has come up that's just too good to pass up. I recently started a day job, though, to make some money, and my parents are very against me losing this day job, which I might have to take to do, might have to lose to take the acting job. How will I let them know my priorities differ from theirs on this one? That's from Sam.
Well, it's easy. Don't tell them.
Yeah, they'll never know. Wait, what? What? I agree with Travis without thinking about
it. There's a ton of stories of celebrities and comedians who tell the story of like, well, for a long time, my mom thought that I was still in law school, or they had no idea that I was doing stand-up comedy at night. Like, it's the thing to do, man. Like, don't tell them until you're successful, or until you've got a solid contract, and then say,
or
now I'm making money doing
this. Yeah, because that's, what is the... See, you took that road, so that's what's the average? Like 99% of the time, it's mm-hmm. you end up on Saturday Night Live.
Oh yeah.
The problem is you would be able to answer this question really easily if you could see the perspective in which these events will be viewed. If you bet big and it turns out you're a success, none of this will matter. In fact, it will sweeten your story of success and sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't make it, then this is just a depiction of how low you sank.
Yeah. And you've got to remember that your parents are looking at this from the outside in. And right. So they're not looking at all of your potential and like your confidence in this. They're looking at it from the perspective of people that love you and fear for your well-being. And they're going, that's a pretty big risk. You have this day job.
Exactly. When they talk to Grandma Judy this year for their one time a year Grandma Judith check-in, this is the thing that they're going to talk about. This is it. Right.
Do you think Grandma Judith is like an actual biological grandmother or like an old friend of the family?
I think she's just an old lady who walks around the neighborhood in her graduation robe from 1938. She seems wise. Check it. Our son is so dumb. What's he doing? He had a great job at the Costco.
I think if you want to broach this topic in a way that's going to be palatable to your parents, what you need to have is I'm sure that you are confident of your ability to continue to sustain yourself without the day job, or else mm-hmm. you wouldn't, you know, this wouldn't be a problem. You need to talk to your parents about how you're going to continue to be a sustainable person without the job. Because if you can do that, if you can convince them of why, you know, why you'll be able to continue to take care of yourself, they won't care. It's not like they love the fact that you work at Einstein Brothers Bagel Bakery so much. They just
maybe
want
they do.
You.
Maybe they get a discount on the bagels. And they
maybe
it.
They do get a discount on the bagels. In which case, I can't help you. But you know, the all your parents want is to know that you're going to be safe and yeah. secure. So if you can convince them of that, they won't really give a crap if you want
to. And maybe and you might be able to explain it to them from the point of view of like you get a J job to support yourself to do the thing that you want to do, like. You know, so if you have to turn down acting jobs to keep your day job, it kind of defeats the purpose of having the day job.
I think you should sit your parents down and then, like, act in front of them.
Oh.
Just, like, do some acting in front of them.
Oh.
To, like say, I understand that you do not want me to leave my assistant manager position at the Fashion Bug, but would it change things if I was Sir Lancelot? And then your parents are like visibly, like
their eyes go wide and their like jaw slackens a bit. They're just like, oh my god,
Oh my god, it's like Lancelot is here with me.
It's just never. I've just never seen it in context.
Did it, you hear what he did with his voice? Where did our son go? Fuck.
I know you want me to keep working a day job, but how can I continue to work? Why should I continue to have a day job when I'm Hamlet, the Prince of Denmark?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense for me to make bagels, Mama and Papa. I have a day. I am a prince. I'm a Danish prince.
Bagels haven't been invented yet. This is a Danish voice.
Oh. Who all ever heard of Molière working at McDonald's?
Probably a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, probably would have. It probably definitely would have. Mm. I hope that helps. Or, you know what? You want some advice from your old buddy J-Man? Just keep the day job. Climb that ladder.
No, mm-hmm. Don't listen to J-Man. J-Man is wrong.
J-Man wants everybody to just earn a living and build a society with me. How about that? How about everybody? Here's my dream. We're all in a society together and we all have jobs. How's that?
Hey, we're all, you know, paying what? Our own way.
You should quit your day job. You should pick up a newspaper. There's jobs everywhere. Mm-hmm. People are crazy with jobs. There's job fever. They can't find enough people to fill all these great, great jobs they have. So by all means, quit your day job. I'm sure you'll find another one. You're gonna be 23 forever. Don't listen to your parents. You'll be 23 forever.
Man. Fuck.
Come on. Build this with me. I know it's not fun being a cog. Come on. Come on.
You got to be a cog to support, you know, the bigger cogs that are on top of you, crushing you.
All that we're saying is that my turlet is broke, and it is fucking wicked expensive to fix it. Supply and demand, more toilet engineers equals cheaper toilet maintenance for myself and my man.
Nobody. Yep.
Competition brings down rates.
Yeah.
I had a discussion last night with a young man who was carving a pig. The pig's name was Brian. And this young man carving it out of what?
What was the man's name?
I swear to God, I did not learn the man's name. The pig's name was Christ. Brian.
Is it possible? Did he take his name tag off and put it on the pig as a goof, possibly? No.
Was the pig talkative?
No. The pig was dead.
What?
And he told me that I said, where is the best, most delicious meat on Brian? And he said Brian's most delicious feature are his cheeks. Mm-hmm. People, but they don't sell pig cheeks because that doesn't make any sense. Mm. You get one pig, two cheeks. You can't really box that. The economics of that don't scale. And I said, well, why don't you shave me off one of Brian's cheeks and I'll just eat it now before the bride and groom get to tuck into this pig because they won't know that the cheeks are the best.
They'll mix the cheek meat in with the rump, and then they'll eat it and be like, oh, that was good rump. And you're like, you dumb assholes. You just wasted two sweet cheeks on rump.
So I walked away eating a cheek and thinking how nice it was to have a conversation with a person that knows anything.
That you didn't bother to learn his name.
He seemed nice. I did not pick up his name, but it was so nice to talk to someone who actually knew about anything. In this digital era, pretty much nobody knows anything.
Yeah.
It is so refreshing to talk to someone who has a skill, some sort of skill that actually has some value. Especially knowing.
Not like acting, which is bullshit.
Right. Like, learn a trade skill. Those people are the real artists.
Apprentice yourself to somebody, like a metallurgist.
Or... Don't do that. I read Johnny Tremaine. I know how that shakes out. Don't do that. But please, just learn a skill. Get in the machine with me. Please, let's just get this. Let's get this old fucking, I still think that, maybe I'm alone. I still think there's some kick and some get up and go left in this beautiful old machine named America.
Yeah.
So why don't you get in here with me? Let's rev this engine, kick the tires, and see if we can't still put some miles between us and the Ruskies, you know?
Because actors are like the fuzzy dice of America.
Yeah.
Right?
I love this. Yeah, I love this. Please please keep chasing this metaphor.
I'm just saying, actors are the fuzzy dice, and like the assistant manager at Einstein's Bagel is like the gasoline.
You're the gasoline that keeps it going. You know about things like bagels.
Produce guy at IGA is like the side view mirrors, right?
Basically, yes.
Take your shot.
And the door handles are like the guy who works at the secondhand music store.
Okay, take your shot at acting. Here's your course. Take your shot at acting. And even if you miss, You won't land in the stars. You will land back at home unemployed. But then what you do, fire up the TiVo, load up an episode of Dirty Jobs, and just, you know, throw a dart at the TV, and then your TV's going
to break the screen.
And then
decide that you're going to be a TV repairman.
Precisely.
Real quick before your parents get home.
Uh-huh. Oh, fuck. Phoenix Online, help me. I need a 2.5-hour degree. Fuck.
I learned a skill.
I'm so busted.
Guys, this week on IFC, it's Comedy Bang Bang. It's an absurd half-hour comedy show that only looks like a talk show. It's comedy so nice they banged it twice with your host Scott Aukerman, a band led by Reggie Watts, and amazing guests, people like Amy Poehler, Zach Galifianakis, and Seth Rogen. This week it's Ed Helms, who shows off his banjo and animal noise-making skills. That's this Friday. Check it out.
Hey, I want to tell you about Squarespace. It's where you can go to create your own website or blog in just minutes. It's easy to use. They've got these beautiful templates, and there's a support team there, 24/7 online workshops. Again, someone with a skill, making the machine run. They got free domains when you sign up for 1 year. So go to squarespace.com, and our listeners will get 10% off by using offer code MYBROTHER7. That's MySpace, brother, space, 7, the number 7. So use that code and go build something for yourself.
How about a Yahoo answer?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, shit. This one was sent in by Lisa Holofield. Thank you, Lisa. It's by Yahoo Answers user Minty Fresh, who asks, what are some good dance crew names? I'm putting together a dance crew, and previously our name would have been Snick Snacks with X's. There were some issues with using that name, as we wanted male dancers too, but the name was appealing to them. So the members that I have now wish to change it to a badass name. Does anyone have any ideas? We might use the name and we might change some things in it to make it more suitable for the look of the group. Thank you, smiley face.
First of all, I want to address that what is there inherently about Snick Snacks that implies anything one way or the other?
I think Snick Snacks would be a good name for like a plump centric dancing crew. Those have to exist, right?
You would think?
Like a dancing crew that is mostly comprised. I'm just saying that heavy people like snacks, I guess.
Basically, in short, heavy people like snacks.
Can I revise the goof? Can we looper it, please?
Aloud.
What if it is just composed of Clarissa from Clarissa Explains It All, and Keenan, and also Cal, and the All That crew? Do you guys remember Snick?
Okay, wait. Hold on. Let's operate on the preface that you remember Snick.
I'm going to looper it again. Back up. Hey, do you guys remember Snick? It was this great programming block on the Nickelodeon channel. It came on Saturday nights. It stood for Saturday Nights in...
Nope.
Kids.
Saturday Night Nick. It's Snick. Saturday Night Nick. Snick. Snick.
Are you sure this wasn't a factor?
Griffin! I am 150,000% sure.
It's been 20 seconds and I can't think of another word that starts with C.
TV used to be so much more edgy. You want some all that? You little cunt.
So this joke, it involves characters from the Snick lineup. Fuck it.
Oh, I see.
Let's just go.
I'm trying to think of some kind of badass name that contains the word Steppin with an apostrophe.
Steppenwolves?
I think that's taken.
Yeah, I guess. Not the plural, though.
Travis?
Uh-huh.
I've created a game to help us answer this question and get our brains working. I'm going to give you a series of different names. For each name, I need you to tell me if it's one of the teams that competed on America's Best Dance Crew, or one of the Snorks?
Now,
from the hit 80s cartoon series, The Snorks.
Now, I feel like I need to sit this out because I've actually watched a couple of seasons of that, and I know how crazy town this shit can get.
I've never watched it. Let's do this.
All right, Travis, are you ready?
Yes.
Small Star.
Snork.
Correct. It's a yellow-skinned female infant snork. Blueprint Crew.
Dance team.
Correct. Hype 5-0.
Is it a snork?
Incorrect. That's a dance crew. Vogue Evolution.
Now,
the dance team.
Stop.
Okay.
You expected there to be much more crossover.
I thought there would be much more. Auntie Marina.
Oh, I'm going to go with Snork?
Correct. Static Noise. N-O-Y-Z-E.
That's definitely a snort.
Guys, that is correct.
I'm going to tell you a name.
Indeed a snort.
I'm going to tell you a name, and I want you to tell me if it's a former U.S. president or a member of the Parliament Funkadelic. Begin.
Okay. Shelby.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say a word, and I want you to tell me if it is a fruit or not a fruit. Here we go. Asphalt.
Travis, let me hit you with this. Iconic Boys with a Z.
Is that a dance team?
Correct. Eclectic Gentlemen.
I want it to be a snork.
I know. I want it to be a snork, too.
Is it?
Enigma Dance Crew KRU.
I mean, obviously that's a dance crew. I'm just trying to decide if that's the full name of it. Dance Crew KRU.
I can't help you any more than I already have, Travis. I'm so sorry.
I'm going to go with Snork. Just trust my gut that's on this
one. A big shame is... Travis, what about Jabberwocky?
I know that that's a dance team because they do the scary neutral masks.
See, if they didn't have that, fame...
They're soulless.
That is the only possible Snork crossover I could think of.
Okay, Travis, one more for you. Gary Diaperman Scheider.
Dance crew.
Unfortunately, Gary Diaperman Scheider was a member of Parliament Funkadelic, so that was cheating on that. On
Travis,
that front.
Grapes, go, begin.
It's a fruit.
Yahoo Answers user Izzy dropped some suggestions in the Yahoo Answers. Izzy suggested Maniacs, Barb
with an X.
No, unfortunately. Barbara Ains with a Z and also misspelled. Mm-hmm. Possibly Barbara Brains, which is cool.
Barbara Brains.
Fusion. Inbeat Aerodynamics with a Z.
What?
There's also Ferocity 911, which I actually do like that a lot.
Hanna-Barbera.
Snork.
Hanna-Barbarian. Man, hey... Hey, Roller Derby Girls, Hannah Barbarian would be a pretty good
I like it.
Be a pretty good name.
What about Snorks with an X?
I feel
my God, that would be a good dance crew.
And then you could just come up with other variations on, like, Little Star, but you work the word, like high jump into that, because that's like an integral move.
You guys would not believe some of the things the Snorks are doing with bubbles. Mm. They climb into a bubble at one point. They're in a bubble.
Do you guys ever think about what it would be like to be a part of a dance crew? I can't imagine any other like union, like any level of unity that I could feel with a person more than
more than a dance crew.
Yeah,
I feel like my problem would be that I would constantly get momentary groove impulses. And my body would tell me to follow a groove, yeah. And it would
you're loose cannon, McRoy.
I know, yeah, exactly.
You got no place on Snork's Revolution.
I need your dance badge on my desk by 3 o'clock.
You would be the turbo of the community.
I can't go back to the dance mayor one more time. And explain to him why
the
you
dance
love
commissioner's on my ass, McRoy.
I'm getting too old for this shit, literally, because my old bones won't do the flips.
I'm tired of answering for your groove shenanigans. Groove nanigans.
Maybe you should try putting moves together instead of busting them constantly.
You caused $20 of damage to the dance floor yesterday with your groove.
You set it on fire, literally. Now the chief of dance commissioning is on my case.
You're a showboat, McRoy, and you got us fired from working at the showboat.
This is your new partner, a drum machine. Let's kick it.
He's an actual dance robot.
He's a dance robot. You're being replaced. This is your new partner, Skrillex.
And this is Blade Runner, the dance movie.
2 weeks later, you'll never believe it. The dance robot, he's turned. We need you back. There's one man for this job.
No, I swore.
I swore I would never dance again. No, Paul, don't do it. You said we were going to build a life together. You said you would never dance again.
Don't you understand, Tammy? If I don't go back and defeat that dance robot in a dance battle, who will?
Yet, Ratty 2, smell the funk.
I will kill you like I did your partner.
I have captured the dance mayor.
I'm going to dance your daughter to death.
No!
No human is brave enough to dance against me.
Oh, yeah? Me and Inspiration with 3 Z's have something to say about that. Let's go, team.
I'm back. Get him, Dance Carl.
Get him. Really, Travis?
What? What's wrong with Dance Carl?
I'm literally Googling Dance Cruise right now to find a name to say.
Oh, fuck. Oh, man. Dance Carl with an X.
Oh, shit. That is pretty edgy. Hey, I got a question here. I don't know if I often go to movies because I find the unpleasantness surrounding the screen outweighs the thrill of seeing what is essentially a really big TV. In the case of a person making an unreasonable amount of noise, what is the proper etiquette? The scold in me wants to shush them like an 80-year-old librarian, but I don't want to be an even bigger asshole than the noisemaker. What would you do? That's from Incensed in Indiana.
If I've learned anything from Dad, the proper response is you turn around and you make your eyes really big and angry and you kind of purse your lips together and you just stare at him really hard for like 30 seconds and then you turn back around without actually doing anything. Mm-hmm.
I think that's move one. And then move two is you say to them, hey, can you keep it down? We're trying to watch a movie. If that's not enough, if that doesn't work, then you go, then I say go to the usher. I nobody wants to be a killjoy like that, but I think that it's the only option
I
left.
I think you guys are escalating it a little bit too slow. I think you got to shock and awe. Just like turn around, no warning. Just yell like, shut it! Like that in that voice.
Oh, boy.
Making direct eye contact with them.
Do you think dump a bucket of popcorn on their heads?
I think dunk a bucket of lava.
Just dunk one bucket.
Just dump a bucket of lava on their face.
Duck get a bucket.
Full it with lava.
Do I get a discount for buying one cartridge of soda and a bucket of popcorn if I buy both the cartridge and the bucket together?
Let me can get I get just like a bork some Junior Mints?
Let me just get some bummy werps and a bucket of sweet nuttered popcorn.
Can I get one of those hot pretzels with a little bit of that chose all over it? Thanks.
Do you have the Nietzsche chose? I prefer sort of a Mexican flavor.
You got them hot dogs? I love hot dogs.
I have all the aphasias.
But you're right, Griffin, in that you really shouldn't ever have to. We should all know how to behave. It's not like they have encroached unknowingly on your auditory personal space.
Yeah.
There's no way that you missed that lesson growing up. Hey, don't talk in the movies.
Right. I mean, it's 101.
Can you just quietly lift your middle finger in the air and leave it there for the remainder of the film?
Like without turning around?
Don't turn around. Like, yeah. Because you're watching the fucking movie. Don't let them distract from two of your senses. Just stick your middle finger in the air and let them know. Because what are they going to do then? What are they going to do then? What's their...
Oh, and like maybe you've drawn a little man on your finger shushing them.
I think that...
That doesn't make any sense.
I think that after 5 seconds, he's like, hey, whatever, man. And then after like 5 minutes, he's like, okay, man. And then like an hour into it, he's like, I don't know. Do I go talk to... What do I do?
He seems angry still. Mm-hmm. You know what I hate? I hate when I'm at a movie theater and I just want to stand up and enjoy myself. There's always one guy.
I just want
to dance. There's one guy behind me.
The groove is overtaking me. I just want to dance in the aisles.
Yeah, I just want to stand up and just enjoy the movie.
There's always some jerk. I just want Harry Connick to know that I'm really enjoying the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even when he's not there.
If I want to masturbate during the Katy Perry film,
you should be able to.
I guess.
Oh, there's a hilarious... If you guys get a chance, check it out on YouTube. It was on the Max Fun homepage, so go check it out. Jordan Morris wrote a parody video of an advertisement for Katy Perry for dads.
Yeah, and Jesse Thorne narrated it. It's good stuff. God, it's hilarious. It's on Funny or Die, I believe. Serious answer to that question. Just move to Austin. Our theaters, if you talk here, they shoot you.
Yeah, dude. We went to the Alamo Draft House. Mm-hmm. It was amazing.
Yeah. Everybody just it's so scared. I've never been so terrified watching a film before.
They play scary music, and they put up words on the screen that say, they'll fucking kill you. They'll fucking kill you. I saw it once.
I thought the scene they show from Schindler's List was a little unnecessary, but I certainly think it gets the point across.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw them kill a kid.
Yeah. That was pretty hard.
They fucking
It was like that scene from Reservoir Dogs.
Here's the worst part. It was during a Dora the Explorer short at the beginning, and she was asking for feedback.
Yeah.
I mean, she was begging them to say, where is Steeler?
Yeah. What is this? It's a backpack. Oh, fuck.
Sorry, Swiper.
Fuck!
Hey!
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 Fuck!
Hey!
Guys!
Guys, if we can't at least be factually correct about Dora the Explorer, then what the fuck are we doing here?
If you want to keep us from swiping things, then you're going to need to follow us. To the Money Bag. Jasmine. Who's this message from? It's from Matt. Happy birthday, Jasmine. I got you this Jumbotron because I know how much you love those McElroy brothers. Almost as much as you love cooking, baking, canning, delicious things, beating me at Magic the Gathering, playing Guild Wars, and watching documentaries about
bears. That's the best life ever.
That's such a good life. You've done it. I think you're the coolest and love you like crazy. That's from Matt. He put it with 3 T's both times, so I'm thinking... That is how he actually spells it. So
you think maybe it's pronounced like Matatata. His name is a drum roll.
Matata was my favorite Pokemon.
Matt? Matt. Hey, Matt. Matt. Yes.
You rang.
You rang, yes. Can I help you?
This message is for Jillian. It's from Seth. Who says, congrats on getting through your surgery. You got through the tough part. Now just take it easy. It might be hard right now, but if it wasn't hard, everyone would do it. The hard is what makes you great. Just keep calm and stay strong. Best foot. Isn't that sweet?
Proud of you, JoJo.
We get a lot of...
So sweet.
We get a lot of goofies in here. But sometimes something real sweet and genuine happens. And I think that that was one of those moments. And I think the more we talk about it, I think it magnifies it somehow.
Beautiful.
The more we inspect it, the more beautiful it becomes.
Absolutely. It's almost as if we are more responsible for it than they are.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have dwelt on it for so long, don't you think?
Mm. Yeah, it's like we made it happen retroactively.
Hey, I want you guys to check out a new San Francisco-based lifestyle podcast with a humorous bent. It's called The Philosopher Kings. They discuss topics like the fashion sense of Captain Ron, which Eiffel 65 song is topping the charts in Germany, the ultimate cocktail to accompany your next screening of Point Break. There are special guests like a Google employee, acclaimed drag queen / filmmaker Peaches Christ, and our lesbian roommate Lauren the Ape. I have 50 questions. I need another podcast about how to understand the ad for the Philosopher Kings Guide to the Good Life. That's in iTunes. Search for Philosopher Kings and subscribe right now. And honestly, if that description isn't enough to make you do it, I don't know what you're waiting for. Because that's a lot of enigmas there. I'm going to be a bridesmaid for a wedding this fall. The bachelorette party is scheduled in about a month. And I've just received word from the maid of honor that it's going to be fairly classic or cliched, depending on your viewpoint. She has scheduled an afternoon at the spa, followed by dinner, drinks, and dancing downtown. We are expected to perform the evening's festivities decked out in...
I was waiting.
In penis jewelry.
Is that jewelry for your penis?
That is not jewelry for your penis. It is jewelry depicting... the image of a penis. The night is going to culminate.
I cast a medal of penis.
Exactly. The night is going to culminate with a visit from a male stripper to our hotel.
Hey, I've got one of those.
I see y'all are big fans.
I see you're fans of dicks. Well, get ready for I have one to enjoy. Please to enjoy.
My dick's got a smaller ring with a dick on it. Check this out.
Look on. Somebody get a microscope and see the dick that's on his dick. Do you have any tips for how I can get through this shindig with some dignity intact? Some dignity intact. That's from Petrified in Pittsburgh. Yeah, I got a quick solution for you. Don't go. That sounds like the pits.
This is like one of those things where like you're, it's not like you're missing something and there's some trick to coming through it without, with your dignity. Like, it's designed to be embarrassing and wild and crazy and silly.
But it's not, though. Like, is there some point, and I'm legitimately torn on this question, because we can all take a vote and agree that's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. And, okay. No, and let's make it clear, regardless of gender. Regardless if the of genders gender, were swapped, still fucking awful.
That's the pits. If I have an evening as a gentleman where so one guy is going to look at me and be like, this is just like in Swingers. Like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm
fuck that,
100%
dude.
Out.
And I love Swingers. And, like,
you're ruining
but
my
don't get
point.
Me wrong, but anyone who says that makes me want to kill them.
The problem, like, okay, so there's one perspective that I can definitely see this from where it's like, you're a fuddy-duddy. If you, I know it sucks, but just go along with it because this is what you do. But isn't that like why we're still doing funerals? Because no one says, hey, this blows. Yeah. Can we not anymore? No, like, I don't want to be rude.
Isn't there the possibility,
but,
though, that this is what like the bride really wanted for her thing?
Because she's
like,
nasty.
She wants to get like rowdy and nasty.
Yeah.
But I mean, is it possible that this is like her dream bachelorette party? Or
that's
something?
I mean, that is the that is that's probable.
You have to I mean, you have to suppose that.
And it's like this is the last legit non jewelry penis that this woman's gonna see, other than her sweet betrothed. I could see maybe. I guess it's just, I can't divorce myself from the fact I could never have be in that situation, and I have not been in that situation, but I could never be in it. And be like, this is a professional. It's cool because we're giving them money. It would still be like, here's a naked person in a place where they're the only one. So neat.
how enjoyable.
Hey, that's neat. I guess
having a great time.
Good. You know what you should do? You should go full blown. You should just furiously masturbate and just be like, what? I'm enjoying it. Isn't this what you wanted? This is a typical response, right?
What? Should I not be twibbing it right now?
Yeah.
You planned it, Debbie. You deal with it.
Expose.
You planned it?
Expose the norm. That's what I'm saying.
If I find I'm going to be in an uncomfortable scenario, sometimes one of the tricks I do is I try to learn more about the scenario than anybody there.
Mm-hmm.
So I can try to make myself the like, get super deep into etiquette for male strippers. Mm-hmm. Like, what is off limits, what is good, what is not.
Oh,
no. Okay, Susan, you'd tip $1 for each ball.
Yeah. It's $1 per ball, Susan.
Oh, I you looked right into a spread, but you can't.
Is that a move that male strippers do?
Hey,
ladies,
he parted them for you.
Hey, ladies,
you know that. He parted them. That's $5.
I know what you're going to love.
You know the part of the show where he spreads his butt cheeks and stands motionless for 15 minutes?
and you throw Skittles. It's like a carnival game.
You're not actually supposed to look for more than 20 seconds at a time, or else it loses its specialness.
Actually, no one's supposed to look. If you look, he leaves. He scampers off.
You spooked him, Sheila. Damn it.
No.
He starts, anytime someone looks inside his spread bowl, he starts the timer over again. People die of hydration this way. Because people
no,
look his spread
you ruined
bowl.
It.
But, hey, somebody look. God damn it, Christy. God damn it, I got to start again. One. Dude, no one look at my spread butthole. Please.
Isn't that the plot of Magic Mike?
Uh-huh.
It's basically the first hour and 45 minutes are him trying to get through the 15 minute spread.
No, it's an interactive film. If it's just stuck in Channing's...
But it's on the honor system. You have to push the button on, connected to your seat if you
look. It is just Stalker Channing's spread butthole on the screen.
Yes, Mom and Dad, I do want to pursue acting, and I'm sorry, but I'm quitting my day job as the usher that has to monitor the audience to make sure no one looks at Channing Tatum's spread butthole.
I said Stalker Channing! Yes,
you said Stalker Channing!
Stalker Channing, it just occurred to me.
You said Stalker Channing spread butthole!
You son of a...
You've conjured that image into existence with your words!
Throw up!
Now everyone is thinking about Stalker Channing spread butthole. It's your fucking fault.
You know, you actually said it, and I went through this montage similar to like Showgirls, where Stalker Channing is like training Channing.
Now you gotta spread it like this to really get the soldiers' vitriol up. Your humors are all out of whack, Chano. Take it from me. You know that's not the first time that switch has happened.
Oh Christ!
This has been our comedy advice show, my brother and me. Thank you so much for listening to it. Griffin has a formal apology he'd like to issue.
I'm sorry, Miss Channing. You were the president's wife, and I did you wrong.
Yeah, you did it real wrong. Thank you for everybody tweeting about the show. Jay Christie, Billiard123, Socketeer, Scratty Bones, Luke Docker, Slaskimo, Pit Danger, Tracy Wilson, Avi Warner, everybody. Thank you for tweeting with the MBMBAM hashtag and helping us to spread the word about the show. If you tweet about it and you want to help expose more people, that's the best way we have of growing. Just send it to bit.ly/itsmabimbam. That's our sampler. And then get a taste of the show and see if they like it.
And I want to say a special thanks to Lori and Jonah. They came and saw the complete works of William Shakespeare with me in it and brought me, I shit you not, the most amazing cupcakes I have ever tasted in my entire life.
That's sweet.
So thank you guys so much. And Lori was sweet enough to make me swear that I would share them with the stage manager because her brother was a stage manager and nobody ever brought him anything. It was brought the actor stuff. I know. It was like the sweetest thing.
That's the nicest.
So thank you guys so much. Thank you for coming. Thank you for the cupcakes. They were
amazing. Now, you definitely didn't share those with the stage manager, right?
No, I ate everything.
You shoveled them straight into your throat. I want to thank John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song, It's a Departure, off the album Putting the Days to Bed. Go buy it. I can't stress this enough. Don't Spotify it. Don't, because I'll know. Also, if you haven't, go give a listen to the other Maximum Fun shows. Go listen to Jordan, Jesse, Go. Stop Podcasting Yourself, Throwing Shade.
And our new little brother.
Oh, yeah.
Memory Palace.
There's some good stuff in there. It's a bit of a tonal shift, I would say, from they're not going to talk about Stalker Channing spreads wide butthole. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't listen to it. In fact, it probably means you shouldn't listen to this anymore.
Ironically enough.
So check out the Memory Palace.
Yeah,
it's on iTunes. You search for it. You listen to it. You subscribe. And subscribe and review our show as long as you got the program booted up. As long as you already went in your C prompt and loaded iTunes. Go ahead and throw us a review.
This final Yahoo was sent in by Jake Carter. Thanks, Jake. It's by Yahoo Answers user Corey, who asks, can a kid with a very mild concussion go to Dave and Buster's?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother and me. Kiss your dad. Square on the lips.
Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart. Three stacks, these girls are smart. Play your part.